So it's lovely, we are surrounded by a host of angels. Isn't that wonderful? Angels, angels, angels everywhere. But my question, which I posed earlier, are you prepared? Gosh, it's gone very quiet. You may ask, prepared for what? Are you prepared for Sunday lunch?
Yes.
Good. Are you prepared for next week? Are you prepared for Christmas? Now, you might be guessing where I'm going with this. During Advent, we look back as well as looking forward. And today, particularly, we're looking back at John the Baptist, the man sent by God to prepare the way for Jesus' coming in human form. To begin bringing the kingdom of God to earth. You may remember that Jesus, quoting from Isaiah, declared what his mission was: to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour. Well, John, as we heard in the Gospel, preached repentance of sins, baptism for cleansing and new birth. And it would seem that the people went to him in their hordes. He was what we perhaps would describe today as a little weird, living in the desert, eating locusts and honey. I think the honey's okay. I'm not so sure about the locusts, but they are a very good source of protein, I've heard. But nonetheless, John had a very powerful ministry, and he was clearly part of laying the groundwork for the ministry of Jesus that followed. John didn't make too many friends among the rulers of the temple or the royal household, and that was because he really didn't hold back from speaking out painful truths. "You brood of vipers," whilst true, didn't go down too well. And you'll probably remember that he particularly upset Herod for condemning his divorce and marrying his brother's wife. But we also remember, most importantly, John baptized Jesus. It was prior to Jesus' ministry. And there's that lovely discourse between them, you know, when John says, "You come to me to be baptized?" And Jesus said, "Yes, it is right." John had been foreseen and prophesied by the Old Testament prophets. And we heard about that again in the Gospel, that the prophet Isaiah said, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord." Now, we'll never know the difference that John made to the ministry of Jesus, but I think we can be absolutely sure it did make a difference. It laid the groundwork. It prepared people's hearts and minds to be ready. And clearly it was all part of God's plan and had been clearly foretold by the prophets. Jesus, of course, began the process of bringing his kingdom to earth. And I'm particularly struck remembering about when he said release of the captives. That's us. We were caught and captivated by sin, imprisoned by it, and he's come to bring that release. So here we are today, witnesses to Jesus, but living in a world where God's kingdom hasn't yet come to completion. But now I want to look forward. Forward to the time when the kingdom will fully come to earth. We know from the Bible that that will bring redemption of the whole of creation. A time when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I never actually watched it on television, but there was a series called The In-Betweeners. And that's always struck me because we are those in-betweeners. In between the first coming and the second coming. Waiting, looking forward. And it's particularly during this season of Advent we look forward to Jesus' return in glory. And that's why, like Lent, it's a season of penitence and a season of preparation. Are we prepared? It's that question again, isn't it? Prepared for that time when he comes again. Because he will come. We don't know when, but we do know that he will come. And we need to be ready. Now, I think our readiness needs to take two forms, if you like, inward and outward. Inward is making sure, in a spiritual sense, that we are washed of sin, that we're clean, that we're dressed. You probably will remember the parable of the virgins and their oil. You know, we need oil in our lamps, ready and waiting for the bridegroom to come. And as I used it earlier, I think a good prayer during Advent for all of us is those words from Psalm 139. Search me and know me, and see if there is any offensive way in me. So that's the inward side, preparedness. Outwardly, I think, is about being John the Baptist's for this current age. I don't think you necessarily need to live on the downs and eat earthworms and nectar, but proclaiming that Jesus is coming back as king, preaching, as John did, repentance for all, and not being afraid to speak the truth, even if that makes us unpopular. Are you prepared? I'm reflecting on the readings today, and I wonder if Malachi was in fact talking about the second coming as much as the first. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap, he will sit as refiner and purifier. I see that very much as a prophecy for his second coming. But finally, I want to encourage us, as Paul did when he was writing to the Philippians. He said, I'm confident of this. The one who has begun a good work in you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. He will return, and we are called to prepare, to be ready, both inwardly and outwardly. And we can be confident that God will, through the Holy Spirit, see this through to completion. And Paul had that lovely prayer for the Philippians, and perhaps a prayer for us. This is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight, to help you to determine what is best, so that on the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless. And so we say, come, Lord Jesus. Come and claim your kingdom. But are you prepared? I'm going to pray the collect again. Very powerful words. Almighty God, purify our hearts and minds, so that when your Son Jesus Christ comes again as judge and saviour, we may be ready to receive him, who is our Lord and our God. Amen.